Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. A review today of a couple of major actions by the General Assembly in this 2015 session with Jeff Harper, Farm Bureau Public Affairs Director. The first item was the declining revenues of the state road fund, which is based on the average wholesale price of gas.
And Kentucky's road fund was facing a shortfall or a deficit of close to $300 million.
Essentially, for purposes of computing road fund revenues, the current floor of wholesale gas prices was raised.
And given the fact that Kentucky has been through two major winter storms, and recently some flooding, it has caused a lot of damage to our roads. And it was critically important that the General Assembly take this action to stabilize the road fund to provide sufficient funding.
Harper says the move was a benefit for rural and urban resident alike and a matter of public safety for everyone.
To every Kentuckian, no one wants to drive, whether you're driving on the interstate through downtown Louisville, or a rural parkway or a rural road wants to hit a pothole. And it's also a safety issue. We want our roads to be well maintained and safe for not only the rural, but also the urban citizens.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Calling 811 before a construction or home improvement project is easy. Well, now Kentucky 811 is making it even easier. And you don't even need to pick up the phone. Just go to 811now.com. 811 Now lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. From landscaping to fence installation, 811 Now ensures a safe, successful dig faster. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
Another major action by the General Assembly, says Farm Bureau's Jeff Harper, was House Bill 510. It dealt with the outcome of a recent legal dispute relative to the Master Settlement Agreement, the net result being the tobacco manufacturers providing $57 million of payments earlier withheld from their payment portion of the Tobacco Settlement Fund.
And hats off to the General Assembly for maintaining their commitment to Kentucky agriculture. They appropriated some monies for fiscal year 16. They shored up the ag finance program, the county agricultural development accounts, the state ag development fund, and probably most important to our members is $5 million appropriated to the soil erosion and water quality cost share program.
Harper indicating that cost share program has resulted in more on-the-ground conservation practices than any other single state conservation effort. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.